Hey folks, my name is Jason Spies and I travel across these great states talking to small business owners, CEOs, policymakers, musicians, and mentors about making money, giving back, and balancing life. I find out how they prioritize professional and personal time while still making money. Yes, indeed, our guests are real heavyweights in understanding business and life. So get ready to relax, learn a little bit, and get a cup of coffee ready, because my name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio.
Sitting on a million, sitting on it every day. Can't make no money giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. This is the place to learn how to live and make money. And on today's episode, we've got some people that are going to tell you just how to do it. Dr. Neil Barnard, president for the Physicians of Responsible Medicine, gives an update on his Geico cafeteria study. And you're not going to believe this. Not only did it have success in the Washington, D.C. Geico cafeteria, but now they're in over a dozen cafeterias checking the health and wellness of the workers, all based on a plant-based diet. This is incredible. You're going to want to stick around for Dr. Neil Barnard, president for the Physicians of Responsible Medicine, in just a moment. Also coming up on today's program, John Yates, president of Abo Empire. It's an oil company. Daniel Fine, director for the New Mexico Center of Energy Policy. Well, we get the two of those heavyweights together to talk about energy extraction in the United States and the increasing amount of exporting that's happening due to our energy infrastructure. Plus, Kylie Roth, Rough Rider Center, Watford City. Of course, you know all the growth happening out in the Bakken. Well, Kylie Roth describes the Rough Rider Center and everything that had to go into creating the state-of-the-art facility out in Watford City. Plus, Rob Lindberg, director of Bakkenbackers, and much, much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. It seems everywhere I go these days, someone is telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what professional speaker Mark J. Lindquist has to say.
To see Eric Hatch grow his business and then start to share it with other people, I think is one of those great steps in life. You know, what do you do in society? You succeed at a thing, and then you teach other people how you did it. And now to see Eric duplicating his genius across the country, I'm telling you, there's a world changer down the street, and his name is Eric Hatch.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Rob Lindberg, director for Bakkenbackers.
Talk about Bakkenbackers. What do you guys do?
Bakkenbackers is a grassroots organization that supports North Dakota's oil industry. We're kind of the drill baby drill group, if you want to put it simplistically. But the energy industry brings a lot of opportunity in North Dakota in terms of jobs and income and royalties, and not just in the industry, but spread throughout community businesses. And we face a lot of really well-funded opposition. We saw it with Dakota Access, and we'll continue to see it as we go forward, from kind of environmental groups and some really radical people who are opposed to petroleum usage at all. It's the keep in the ground group that threatens us a lot. And we see it through different things in North Dakota, and we've continued to fight both on the policy side of things, but also just even perceptions of Western North Dakota, and try to get the realities out there. Sideline a little bit, when we were really in the midst of it all, the boom, one of the things that we saw in our survey data was Western North Dakota's perceptions of problems were very tactical. They wanted roads, they wanted housing, infrastructure type things. Outside of Western North Dakota, we really saw more perception type things, and it was people perceiving that crime was high, or that traffic was terrible. And it was the headline type of stuff. But we tried to shift that focus to really what the needs were and bring that back to reality, because it wasn't a high crime, you know, Wild West like it was perceived. It was wild, but it wasn't the Wild West. So.
Well, there was a certain time where it was just an influx of people, and that's just how it goes. I mean, it's in Minnesota, they used to have Wii Fest, at least I don't know if they still do, where you can bring your lawn chairs to the front. And guess what? Some people trip on the way there because they're pushing each other, and it's just when you try to put too many things into something that can't handle it. But you're right, it wasn't as bad, the crime wasn't as bad as a lot of people made it out to be. Your organization sounds like you guys do a lot of political activism. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, and so we do a lot of letters to the editor, letters to your legislator, and those sorts of interactions. We put on a lot of events, such as Bakken 2.0 at the Petroleum Council conference this week, where we just try to engage with the public and give them a little snippet of what the energy industry means.
So talk to me about this political activity part first. You mentioned the Dakota Access Pipeline. You've mentioned legislators, budgets, that sort of thing. How is it that you communicate with people? How is it that you reach people? I imagine you got a website and a newsletter or something like that. Talk about all those different things.
It's a lot digitally based when we have efforts. It's we have a website. It's backthebakken.org, and you can sign up there. You kind of hear whenever there's an issue that pops up. And usually it pops up pretty fast because there's some sort of issue that happened, and maybe the negotiations haven't gone far enough, and then now we need to kick in that public perception. You know, and when we reformed the oil tax to remove the trigger and kind of flatten the tax out, we had a lot of people from Eastern North Dakota contact their legislators and really tell them why they support it, why it's important for that stability to be in the oil industry for even their own community and their own businesses. And so it's those sorts of things. And, of course, Dakota Access was a beast of its own. And in that one, we really just kind of came with the strategic decision that we're never going to beat the environmental groups in the national scene, but we can do some good work in North Dakota. And so we focus within our borders, and it's surprising. After that, the approval ratings for our industry actually grew, not by a lot, by a couple points. And I think it's because people became more aware of what the industry means and how important it is, and they kind of had to pick a side.
Mm-hmm. 2.0, education part of it, building the bridge, if you will. How is it you guys are doing this? Talk about, well, we're here at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and you guys had your 2.0 day yesterday. Run through the lineup a little bit, and during that process, explain what it is, and I think that'll tell the story right there.
Yeah, you know, what we really try to do is give that economic and kind of technical presentation on how it all works and what it all means by the numbers and by the processes. But then we really try to bring in kind of the softer side, too. So we had myself talk about the economics and what it really shows, the state budgets and wages and that sort of thing. Kathy Nessa gives a fantastic presentation just on the basic geology and processes of the industry.
To listen to the full-length interview with Rob Lindberg, director of Bakken Backers, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/thecrudelife. Of course, all of our social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet. The Davis Refinery, a project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Dr. Neil Barnard, doctor, author, clinical researcher, and founding president of the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. Then to see some of the research that have come out over the years, see the growth of the plant-based diet, which has been remarkable. I mean, the word vegan 10 years ago, it wasn't even a word. I mean, it was, but nobody ever heard of it. Now, it's you got them all over the place on food products, and there's a whole line of it and everything. But you've taken it a step further. You've actually incorporated a study with Geico. So you've done it now on a mass level after doing it on one-on-one, doing it on, you know, kind of individual-type basis. How's that study going? Talk to me about what's happened with this Geico, kind of a vegan observation study.
Yes, we actually, first of all, thank you for asking about that. This started before we were working with Geico. We did a number of studies with people who had weight problems or had diabetes, and we showed that a vegan diet helps dramatically. It helps better than other diets. When I say it helps, what I mean is it helps people to lose weight, it brings their blood sugars down, it improves their cholesterol and their blood pressure, and they feel better and their energy is better. So Geico, the car insurance company, has its national office right about four blocks from my office here. So back in 2006, we got to talking about the possibility of working together. And so we did a study at two different Geico centers where any employee who wanted to try out a vegan diet to lose weight or improve their diabetes or other health issues, they were invited to do that. And it was real simple. We had vegan food in the cafeteria, and then we also had a once a week, I'm going to call it a support group, but to tell you the truth, it was almost like just a cooking class at lunchtime for any employee who wanted to come. And the results were dramatic. People lost weight. If they had diabetes, it improved. Their blood pressures and cholesterols came down. So then we did a second study with Geico, and we did it in 10 different cities across the country. And that addressed a slightly different question is, okay, it works in Washington, D.C. What about if I live in Georgia and I eat a southern diet, or I live in San Diego, or I live in Tucson or whatever? So we did it in various cities, and what we found was that you can do this anywhere. And in fact, in one of the cities, in Tucson, they didn't have a company cafeteria. People would go out and eat, and the nearest place to eat was Walmart. And so the question is, can you do it at Walmart? And the answer is absolutely you can. It does require a little bit of thought, but the benefits are there, no matter where you live. And so we published those findings, and the scientific community is now aware that you can do this. And I would encourage anybody anywhere, whether they're on their own, they should be doing it. But if you have a business, you should make it easy for people to adopt a vegan diet, because top athletes are doing it. Why shouldn't your workforce have be able to take advantage of the same kind of healthy diet?
I might be thinking ahead here, but, or maybe I'm thinking craziness, but is the next step, or is there any discussion about the direct impact between the mind and the mood when it comes to a vegan diet? I mean, we're starting to see the physical things that are happening that are undeniable. Is anybody talking about maybe a mental or an emotional link between a plant-based diet?
Actually, it's interesting that you'd ask about that, because that is one of the things we actually did study at Geico. We asked, there are various questionnaires that you can use to rate people's level of anxiety or their level of depression or just their general overall adjustment. And then you can also look at other things that are indicators, like how many absentee days do you have, or do you days of low productivity. And so we did track those things, actually, and we found that they very rapidly improved. By that, I mean, within a matter of a couple of months, people, their mood is better, their anxiety is reduced, their absenteeism goes down, and they're more productive at work. And in recent years, well, I'm going to say the past 2 years especially, we have seen a huge rise in high-performance athletes wanting to do this. And I connect the two. If you are a, let's say you're a top tennis player, you have to have really good concentration, really good energy, and you cannot be slowed down by heart disease or having too many pounds on your body that you have to lug around, or by having problems with your mental attitude. And so Serena and Venus Williams, who are the top of the tennis world, adopted a vegan diet a number of years ago, really to fight inflammation, but they felt terrific. And just about a month or 2 months ago, the top auto racing champion in the world, his name is Lewis Hamilton, and he is the Formula One, he's the three-time Formula One champion, and he's going to be champion again this year, it looks like. He's leading the championship again. He adopted a vegan diet. He said he had never felt better in his life. This is terrific for him, and with so many other athletes are doing the same thing. So what the message is, you were asking me about being at work, you were asking me about moods and whether it might be depression or low energy. Yes, it gets better, and for the people who really need it the most, I'm talking about these ultra-high-performance athletes, you see measurable differences in their performance, too. So if your degree of athletic endeavor is just getting to work and back and doing well while you're at your desk, you definitely want to plug it in. Hopefully people are intrigued about the idea of trying a vegan diet, but they're also a little bit nervous and thinking, should I really do this? They might be skeptical. Don't feel a need to give up your skepticism. Here's what I'd suggest you do. If you would like to lose weight, if you would like to reverse your diabetes or improve it, if you'd like to bring down your blood cholesterol or your blood pressure, if you'd like to have your joints feel better or improve your athletic performance, test out a vegan diet and see what it'll do for you. And here's how you do it. You take 1 week, 7 days. During that time, you don't take anything out of your diet. All we're going to do is try out vegan food. So go to the store and think what you can have for breakfast. Okay. Pick up some oatmeal. Pick up some toppings for it, like blueberries or cinnamon. Think what you'll have for lunch. A frozen burrito, maybe a veggie hot dog. Things that you've never tried. Try them. So for the first week, all we're doing is we're testing out breakfast, lunches, and dinners that work for us. If I have dinner at an Italian restaurant, let me try out the tomato sauce on my pasta instead of the meat sauce. If I'm at a taco restaurant, let me test out the bean burrito, see if I like it. So we're taking a week, we're testing out the vegan options. Now, at the end of a week, you found a whole bunch of things you like. You've written them all down. Now, take 3 weeks and eat the foods that you identified that you like. So if you liked your oatmeal with cinnamon and raisins for breakfast, now let's have it. If you like the bean burrito or the veggie fajitas or bean chili or whatever you're having for lunch, now's the time to have it. So for 3 weeks, we're going to have all vegan all the time.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dr. Neil Barnard or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Be sure to check out our Facebook page and follow it as well. We bring you interviews like this as well as other exclusive content. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard right here on the Crude Life Media Network. Well, it's nice to have something fun. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
When I think of the world that I want to live in, it's with people that care, that take risks, that reinvent themselves, reinvent their organizations, reinvent their industries. And Eric's a model citizen for that. He's trying to solve problems. He's trying to bring people into those solutions. He does incredibly well, but he lives generously. I think a community filled with people like Eric that are solving problems, giving it their best, and creating an environment for others to lead and soar and succeed, that's the place I want to live. And so Eric's the type of person that's in my community, and I'm really grateful for that.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
When it's time. Some solid ground, clean this damn life up, and turn it all around.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. Up next, John Yates, president of ABO Empire, and Daniel Fine, director for the New Mexico Center of Energy Policy.
John and Jude,
and wanted to ask you, kind of the global versus the domestic supply. Okay, so we've got a lot of infrastructure happening. You know, you look at natural gas prices in the United States, I don't know, $3 or something like that. I don't know, in Asia, about $8, probably $13, $15 over in Great Britain. Disparity is what I'm getting at. Asia's middle class is growing. So is the India's middle class. So we're seeing a surge of a demand for a global supply of oil and oil-based products, whether it be agriculture or plastics. What do you see for a global and domestic demand and supply over the next several years?
Well, let me review what's out there right now. The forecast from the environmental side is... Go ahead. The forecast from the environmentalist side is demand is falling rapidly for oil. The projection is that we'll be in a demand crisis. We'll be in a demand crisis by 2025. The Saudi vision of all this, Saudi Arabia, is no more than 1% worldwide per year demand increase. And they intend to capture that. My view of this is that it's a fuel choice. And unless electric cars replace essentially the fuel of choice, the historic fuel, which has been oil and gasoline, And that takes place, there'll be no disruption. Oil will be with us as the choice fuel because of the consumption in transportation until 2040. I would look 2040 maybe in terms of electric and batteries. So my reading of it is renewable alternative fuels don't really exist. They exist for not as fuels, they exist in power. Electric power as an alternative to coal. Once you run out of coal, substitution by way of wind and solar, they will have some problems. So my view of this is slow demand. We're not going up to a crisis. Why? Of supply, because of our reserves. 275 billion barrels here in the United States, plus Canada. And that's why we take a position. The future, whether we design it in policy, inevitably we're going to be self-sufficient. Trump understands this, his people like Zinke around him and his EPA director. They understand we're on the cusp now of self-sufficiency. Here's a question you didn't ask, but let me go ahead.
Okay.
What about the Navy of the United States? What about six aircraft carriers out there? Six aircraft carriers, world leadership in the world oceans, five oceans and seas. What have they been doing, and why have we put up a defense of world oil to keep the flow of world oil? One analyst said between 1976 and 2007, we spent $1.3 trillion defending, with our leadership in the world, defending other oil producers. Keeping, quote, the flow of world oil is our responsibility. What happens when we're self-sufficient? What does the public think about that expenditure? And what does the Navy, what is the strategy for an event like that? So my reading of it is this will change as we get closer to self-sufficiency and a North American market where, as John said, as a producer, he'll wake up every morning and the price will be stable. He can plan. It will not be a shock to him at 6 a.m. of what Singapore has set as the price. Or an event in the Middle East, we move away from that. And that takes us back to Boone Pickens, who's thinking out what happens, you know, he's been around oil a long time, and he's trying to work out a program in a period where he can make money when we're self-sufficient. So my reading of it is essentially that we're about to change, and all the deregulation that we're going through will increase our output. It will be incentivizing our refineries to finally develop the capacity to do without heavy crude, certainly over oceans, and that little heavy crude that we need for our refineries can come from Canada. Mm-hmm. That's the block and market of North America.
That's all I got, gentlemen. You got anything else?
I only want to say that one of the initiatives that the Trump administration is planning on implementing is trying to open up federal lands to development more in a greater way. For the last 10 years, we basically, as an industry, have been handcuffed from operating on federal lands for the most part. Terrible restrictions, terrible regulations, just a huge amount of paperwork to just even get a well drilled.
To listen to the full-length interview with Daniel Fine and John Yates, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/thecrudelife. Of course, all of our social media links are available at our website, thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Back to the ways of John and Jew, Rem and them and Lou.
The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
All the lonesome souls go. Who wrote their songs in living? And now it's our souls left. For the giving, we already know how it's done. Let's put our lives on hold and run, dodging the clouds and heading for the sun.
The past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
Yeah, I mean, this guy gets people laughing. He gets people thinking. He's somebody that challenges and inspires. And what I think is so beautiful about Eric is he's real. I think the number one thing that I look for in speakers when we bring them into our platforms is that they're that person 365 days a year. Eric is not just a speaker on a stage. That's who he is at the grocery store. That's who he is when he's at the mall. But Eric is somebody that lives his values each and every day. And I think we can all respect that.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. Up next, we talk with Kylie Ruff with the Rough Riders Center in McKenzie County and Watford City, North Dakota. Excellent. Now, talk to me about the Rough Riders Center. What is the Rough Riders Center?
Well, the Rough Riders Center is a beautiful facility in Watford City that we have. It caters to many needs, community and oil and gas related as well. We've got two hockey rinks. We've got a field house with three courts, an arena with three courts, indoor pool and a water park with slides, convention space, classroom space. We can meet needs for anyone, really.
How big is this?
It's several hundred, a couple hundred thousand.
Bigger than a grocery store?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Because when you started naming like some of these things, I'm going, well, this is like in a big event center. This
yes,
is like
absolutely.
Like a civic center or
yes.
something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the Rough Riders Center, do you guys do concerts or weddings or what kind of events do you have in there?
All of the above. We have a couple weddings, big weddings coming up. One's about 350 to 400 people. The other's about 600 people. Those will be in our arena. We've had concerts. We've had some state, we have state auditors and treasurers annual convention.
Conference. Okay. So there's a conference there.
Yes.
Any sporting events?
No big sporting events yet, aside from we did have regional and district volleyball and basketball.
There is basketball there?
Yes.
Okay. Okay,
yeah.
So it is big enough for like yep. a basketball.
It
okay.
shares a campus with the new Watford City High School.
Ah,
well.
I know exactly so, where this is. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you, that's right, because then they kind of built them together or in phases.
The high school was done first,
yes.
and then the Rough Riders Center. There is an underground tunnel adjoining the two, so it makes it very convenient.
Now, how long have you been in Watford?
I've been in Watford for 5.5 years.
You live in Watford?
Yes.
Okay. What do you make of it? I mean, where are you from?
I'm from Washington State.
Washington
town.
State, mm-hmm. small town.
About the same size as Watford was originally.
So about 1,500 people,
mm-hmm.
which Watford's now about 6,500 to 7,000.
Mm-hmm.
You lived in Watford when that happened.
Yes.
Explain your observations during that time. Talk to me about your experiences.
Well, it was easy for me to adjust because I did come from a small town, so it was a little crazy with the boom and stuff. But my family and I, we had a very large group of people from our hometown come out, and so that made the adjustment easier, as well as the people in Watford are just so nice. They really are. They are welcoming, and it's really stayed that way, and it makes it very easy. In my opinion.
And you raise a family there?
I do.
How is the schools and daycares and all those things? Because I know they made a big push a few years ago, especially for the daycares. And then, of course, we talked about the renovations of the schools. So what's it like raising a family?
It's been great. My daughter's not in school yet. She starts kindergarten this year, but the daycare system has been amazing. The folks at Wolf Pup, and my daughter was started at Wiggles and Giggles, and Tessa's now running Wolf Pup. It's been amazing. I couldn't ask for a better facility.
And getting back to the Rough Riders Center, who's your ideal customer? I imagine pretty much anybody, I mean, would be, but do you guys do catering too involved in that sort of thing?
Yep, we're starting some in-house catering, hoping to ramp that up in the coming months. But really, anybody. Most of our business right now is coming from oil and gas industry. They're holding a lot of safety meetings. We have a great facility that can hold as many people as you need, really.
Mm-hmm.
Last week we had a group of about 180 in one room, and then we had 90 in another and 30 in another. So, and that's all in our convention hall. We can split it into separate rooms, and it just works very fluidly for
mm-hmm,
us.
Okay.
So.
Well, do you got a website? Anything that we left out? Anything you want to make sure we get in there? Anything you want to reiterate?
We meet the needs for anyone. So if you need anything, give us a call at the Rough Riders Center. Our website is roughridercenter.com.
RoughRiderCenter.com. Kylie Ruff. Thank you much.
Thank you very much.
To listen to the full-length interview with Kylie Ruff with the Rough Riders Center, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit TheCrudeLife.com. That's TheCrudeLife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
car's dead, the engine's froze. I feel the wind chill down to my toes. Well, I'm glad I don't live too far away. Well, the moonlight's shining on my walk home. I'm breathing in cold, they're exhaling smoke. So quiet, I can hear it all. And I'm walking out.
If you have any coffee and capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
People that I know. I'm thinking, I'm drinking, I'm spinning, I'm grinning. Oh, my car starts when I go.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quicker, Jack gonna jump over the candlestick. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guest and interview, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. We'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, please visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and from the staff here at Coffee and Capitalism Radio, we're asking you to be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks.
Sign on our front porch saying, hot stuff for sale, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Seems like no matter who I talk to in the world of business these days, people are telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what Jeff Schatz, superintendent of the Fargo Public Schools, has to say about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching.
I just thought that his story about how he talks about the struggles that he and his family went through and having children, and how, you know, everybody has a hot mess, and how do you deal with that in life? And I just thought that really resonates well with, you know, folks. And so I thought that would be a great message for everybody to hear. Well, then beyond that, I've also seen Eric do some of the other things that he does with emceeing and leading other types of things that he does. He does coaching, I know, with students where the principals have hired him to come in and do that. So I just extended that opportunity for him to be the MC too. He was very well received.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit CoachingWithHatch.com. That's CoachingWithHatch.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.